Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, here we go. Let's do this. Just bring in Paul.
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul, our green and gold analyst joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Paul. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Doing well on this Friday. So the only thing right now making news out of Green Bay that we've discussed at any sort of length of time has been the fact that, you've got some press conferences coming up next week. Matt LaFleur is going to be available. The coordinators are going to be available. So I'm kind of happy about that. We're finally going to start to hear from this coaching staff. But Aaron Rodgers is traveling the world. And for whatever reason, that bugs people. Does it bug you that Aaron Rodgers is out enjoying himself right now?
Oh, I thought we were going to jump right into the Antonio Brown hot topic, but we can.
Well, no, we're going to go back to that. Trust me, I'm all for that. But Aaron, for whatever reason, every time Aaron posts something of him having a great time, people get mad.
Yeah, I mean, just stay off of Instagram then if you don't want to see, you know, him and Danica traveling the world.
But right,
It's the off season. What do you want? What do you want him to do? Sit at home, sit in Green Bay, sit in the snow, shovel his driveway. He's got hundreds of millions of dollars in his bank account. You know, he's doing fine. So no, I hope that people know that these guys, whether it's February or March or other points of the off season, let them enjoy their time off and worry about more important things.
I completely agree. People think that he should be with Matt LaFleur locked in a room right now, learning every aspect of the new offense and coming up with some dramatic scheme that's going to put them back into the Super Bowl next year. And I'm like, first of all, he's coming off of a concussion. Go heal. Go feel good. Go swim. Go swim with whatever it is you want to swim with, and you're good.
And he commented, you know, that during the award show the night before the Super Bowl that he, you know, opted not to have that surgery. So there's a lot of natural healing that needs to happen as well with, you know, with the knees and everything. And now, as being a 35-year-old quarterback, there's some much-needed R&R, I'm sure, and it would seem like that's happening.
So yesterday we started discussing Antonio Brown. We get the call from Pittsburgh, start to get the breakdown. And I tell you what, I was in favor at first of having Antonio Brown come into Green Bay, that if they would make a run at him, that would be a big splash. And then after hearing the dissertation from our buddies over there at the radio station that covers them in Pittsburgh, I thought, okay, I don't want any part of this cat. Did you hear it at all?
I heard the whole thing. I did my homework, as Radio Joe had said on the air. I listened not just to, you know, the interview that you did with your counterpart in Pittsburgh, but also then, you know, the 45 minutes that followed where you were talking about it and Joe was talking about it and you had callers calling in with their opinions. And Bill, I don't know if I know Joe's not in today, but I don't know if he prepped you. I told him, hey, Joe, I did my homework, and I'm ready to come on the air tomorrow and tell you why the Packers should still trade for Antonio Brown. And I think he was maybe surprised to hear that. So, Bill, let me kind of take that through. Obviously, a lot of the stuff that was said on your interview yesterday was
Jim Colony over in Pittsburgh did a fantastic job of giving us his side of the story. So there you go.
It was great. I mean, it was 16 minutes of everything you could possibly want to know about Antonio Brown, from, you know, his early days as a hardworking guy who kind of stayed to himself to what, you know, he was described as basically like a super diva, you know. And so it's concerning, Bill, but here's my take, because obviously you were very, you know, against, you and Joe were both seemingly very against the idea after that interview of bringing Antonio Brown to Green Bay. Here's my take on it. I think what it seemed like, you know, you are trying to protect in a way is a team that can't possibly withstand, you know, a guy who might be a head case. And my counter to that is, what is there to protect? The Packers are coming off of 2 years of not making the playoffs. They have, you know, arguably what a lot of people have said, including yourself, is a roster that is depleted of talent, that clearly needs upgrades in a lot of spots. And I'm not saying that wide receiver is obviously one of those spots, but this, how else, if it's not Antonio Brown, and also, by the way, Odell Beckham Jr. also seemingly on the trade market, another top five wide receiver with plenty of, you know, off the field stuff that, you know, he's obviously an interesting character.
I take Antonio Brown, though, over Odell Beckham Jr. any day of the week.
Well, and so there you go. I mean, there's a reason that these ultra-talented receivers, you know, who on field-wise should never be on the trade block, are actually on the trade block, and it's because they are headaches to deal with. But I just, Bill, I think if I was to say, Bill, you're the GM of the Packers, I'm going to give you a two-year contract, and you're inheriting 35-year-old Aaron Rodgers and 31-year-old Jimmy Graham and a bunch of, you know, young and unproven guys at various spots at running back and at wide receiver behind Devontae Adams. And I said, you know, Bill, your task in the next 2 years is to get the Green Bay Packers to the Super Bowl. And you said, okay, I'll take that job. And then I came to you, you know, a couple weeks later, and I said, okay, Bill, the best wide receiver in the league, who you might hate, is available in a trade. Do you want to do that or not? And I think you would say, well, he's the best receiver in the league, but he's a headache. And he is. Well, I think I'll deal with that headache because I need to get the Packers back to the Super Bowl in the next 2 years, and that was what my job description is. So I look at it and I say, when I say you, I'm saying you in the plural sense, you Packers fans, everyone who might have an opinion on this. You don't have to like the guy. You don't have to buy his jersey. You don't have to, you know, support his social media adventures and everything else like that. But if he is going to, you know, Colin, you said this on your show yesterday, you know, despite being the disgruntled guy that he is, he still led the league in touchdown receptions. Like, he's so insanely good that I think if you were to take a step back and say, I might hate this guy, I might not truly want this, you know, this headache around my locker room, but my task is to get the Packers back to the Super Bowl, and this guy makes that much more possible. And I just don't know if there's another player available via trade or via free agency who could accomplish that for you, short of Odell Beckham Jr., who, to your point, might be even less of somebody you'd want from a, you know, it's kind of a diva perspective. So that's my initial take. So I'll pause there and let you chime in.
Well, my only argument to it is you've got a new young head coach that has one shot at getting it right. And if you stick him, look, it could turn out to be the best thing ever. On the opposite side, if you've got a young guy that's trying to become a head coach and he is completely undermined by a guy that's a head case and he doesn't have a way to control him, all we heard about coming out of that locker room was Mike McCarthy and the lack of accountability. How do you then gain accountability if you let this guy come into your locker room and begin to run it, probably even have a more flamboyant, more outspoken, more spotlight-grabbing presence than your quarterback? And if you lose control of your locker room right away, you're never going to get it back.
I totally agree. And it is something that you're not just judging. When you decide, hey, what do we want to give up for Antonio Brown? Do we want to, you know, for any team, do you want to acquire Antonio Brown? You're not asking yourself just about the football side of it. Because if it's just a football conversation, every team in the league would be jumping at this if it was just a football conversation. But it's not just a football conversation. I think, Bill, when I was trying to challenge myself with this thought process last night, I kept going back to, you know, putting myself in the shoes of Brian Gutekunst, putting myself in the shoes of the front office and saying, I'm inheriting a team, you know, putting myself in that scenario. If I'm inheriting the Packers and I'm coming off of back-to-back losing seasons, I'm coming off a year in which Aaron Rodgers did not play well, maybe at all, but for sure by his standards. I have all of these. I don't have a very good defense. There's, you know, I have a brand new special teams coordinator, a brand new head coach. You know, the only thing that's constant is the defensive coordinator. But even then, it's only 1 year of experience in terms of being in Green Bay with Pettine. I need a serious, serious upgrade of the overall top part of my roster for talent. And I think, Bill, you know, again, the Aaron Rodgers is not 24. This isn't the Rams with Jared Goff. They don't have, you know, they don't have, like, time over the next 10 years to, like, plug and play and try to get there. And so, you know, if you're asking me, do I want to sack bunt and advance the runners from first to second, or do I want to swing for the fences for a home run and risk striking out terribly, I think I'm going to take the risk of, you know, swinging for the fences with the home run and risk striking out terribly, because – I just don't think the Packers are good enough right now to kind of play it safe. And so it's not really like I'm arguing for Antonio Brown as much as I'm advocating for the philosophy that this team isn't good enough to pass on talent that talented unless they have an alternative place. Because I think if you just go through the draft and you have a very casual free agency period, I don't know what else would make you suggest that this Packers team is going to go from being 2 years in a row of no playoffs to being a Super Bowl contender. But Antonio Brown, if you can deal with the drama, might be that difference maker. And so that's kind of where I keep going back to, you don't have to like the guy, you don't have to buy the guy's jersey, but he has the talent. And there's probably only like 20 guys in the world who are talented enough to do that to a team single-handedly, and he's one of them. So I feel like I just have to swing for the fence, you know, put all the weight in my back leg and just go as hard as I can, because I don't know if there's another way to try to turn this franchise around overnight.
Paul, always good. Maybe you're convincing me. We'll have to wait and see how I feel throughout the rest of the day, but we'll go from there and talk again on Monday.
I look very much forward to hearing your counter today.
Okay. Have a good weekend, buddy.
See you, Bill.
There you go. He drops off. You get on board 855-830-8648. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.